I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Napa Know How.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
When was the last time you thought about your batteries? I mean, that's what they do, right? Stay unnoticed, unseen, shoved in a battery compartment, and click, your stuff works. But you're going to be thinking about this one. Duracell Optimum, the battery that can make your devices work even better than copper top. Toothbrushes, faster. Screwdrivers, faster. RC cars, yeah. An upgrade without upgrading. So just this one time, do you and your devices a favor and upgrade to the power of Duracell Optimum.
Hey everyone, Ryan Satin here. This week, I've got a special interview with NXT UK Women's Champion Toni Storm in just a minute. But first, I wanted to remind you all that Toni can be seen live on the WWE Network this weekend during NXT UK TakeOver Cardiff when she goes one-on-one with Kaylee Ray. The show will also feature Walter versus Tyler Bate in the main event and Travis Banks versus Noam Dar, Dave Mastiff versus Joe Coffey in a last man standing match, the Grizzled Young Veterans versus Gallus versus Flash Morgan Webster and Mark Andrews, and Cesaro will be making an appearance. Plus, he's promised to get hands-on while there, so it's probably going to be awesome. You should check it out. All right, with all of that out of the way, it's now officially Toni time. So let's get on to the interview. All right, well, I am here with the NXT UK Women's Champion, Toni Storm, who has a big match this weekend at TakeOver Cardiff against Kaylee Ray. And she's had a busy week, obviously, training. So I appreciate you taking the time to do this with me today, Toni. What has your training schedule been like this week? I'm sure it's been pretty hectic.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. This week has been, like, just crazy. The weeks leading into these our big events are just exhausting, and I've been going at it for about 12 hours now, but it's all good because, you know, I'm going to put in the work now, and then, you know, it's just going to make TakeOver even more awesome. So, yeah, it is hectic, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, talking to the PR person for WWE while we were setting this up, and they told me you had to push it back a little bit. I was like, yeah, no, that's totally okay. She obviously has a bunch of stuff going on right now this week. Not a problem at all.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it was hectic.
So when you say 12 hours, what does that consist of? You know, for someone who hasn't ever trained in wrestling, you know, what does that consist of?
We just kind of continuously train, like, all day just to make sure we're in the best physical condition there is. Like, we just have to really have everything down, just everything working the way it's supposed to be, so that we can just really put on the best show possible. It means a lot to us. It's it's a lot of work goes into it, more than we lead on. And yeah, so it's just the weeks leading up to like any event is just crazy.
Yeah, no, I can imagine, especially for you, where you have, you know, you got a lot of the company on your back, since you've been kind of one of the people that they've, you know, been pushing since the beginning. And now, you know, you've had this super long reign with the women's championship. What has that meant for you to be the flag bearer for the women's division in NXT UK?
I mean, it's kind of a lot of pressure, I'm not going to lie, but it is honestly like a dream come true. I wouldn't want it any other way. I'm proud of it. I'm happy with it. And I just, obviously all work has got to go into it to maintain it and just push it to its next level. So it's whilst it's a lot of work, it's a lot of long days, it's the best thing in the world.
It's funny you mentioned the pressure. I couldn't even imagine dealing with that kind of pressure at your age. I mean, I think people underestimate the kind of magnifying glass that you've had put on your life since, you know, being put in this position. It's got to be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it is so much pressure, but it's weird because it's really exciting at the same time, which it's just kind of weird, to be honest. But yeah, it is a lot of stress, but like, I mean, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing. So it's like good stress. I have no complaints with that.
Yeah, fair. I mean, you've got your own little mini me even now. I mean, so that's, you have like a whole fan base that you have that looks up to you. And
yeah, see, that's what I mean by pressure. Like, I can't let her down. I mean, what kind of person would I be?
Yeah. I was catching up on NXT UK this week, and that tiny Tony is so adorable.
I know, it's the most adorable thing in the world. It kills me. It's so well done. Like, good work. Like, it really is me.
Yeah, good work on her parents, for sure. It's a solid cosplay.
Yeah. She's nailed it. She's more Tony Storm than I am. Like, she's a better Tony Storm than Tony Storm. Like, good work.
Well, that's high praise. I'm sure she'll love to hear that.
Yeah.
So, the match this weekend, it's against Kaylee Ray, and, you know, you guys have a long history together. That's got to be, besides, you know, the stuff that's happened on TV, that's got to be cool for you to be on such a big platform with someone that you know so well.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's something we both, I'm sure, never, ever thought would ever happen, because, like, it's been, we've wrestled each other everywhere, like, all over the world. A few hundred matches, like, it's, I've known her for a very long time. Like, unfortunately, things aren't the way they were anymore, like, a lot of personal aspects have been brought into it, but like at the same time, like I know we're going to steal the show, because like we always have in the past. I don't think, you know, I've ever had a better opponent, and we go back so long. So I know it's going to be war. I know it's going to be a complete battle, but like it's going to be fire.
Yeah. You mentioned the personal stuff between the two of you guys that got brought on TV recently in your guys' program. And, you know, I was going to ask about that, because I feel like most of the stuff that you've done with WWE or NXT, you know, or NXT UK, I feel like it hasn't gotten as personal as this one has gotten. And so what was that like for you to kind of bring – to see your real – things from your real life brought into the storyline to add extra heat to things?
I mean, it was quite a shock, to be honest, because it's one of them things where, like, I've trusted her and known her for a very long time, and then next thing I know, she's just going to try and bring out my personal weaknesses, you know, all over the world. But you know what, like, I don't mind if you want to bring up, you know, something personal. If you want to try and bury me in front of the entire world, go for it. Like, at this point, like, I just don't care, because I'm going to absolutely batter her on TakeOver. I'm going to absolutely take her head off. You know, she'll get what comes to her. Say what you want. Like,
it's funny. It kind of resonated with me, that whole thing, a little bit, just because, you know, I'm someone who's also very career focused. So I kind of get in the same way, where it's like I'm so focused on the thing ahead of me that I sometimes let the other things fall by the wayside a little bit.
Yeah,
it's easy to let that happen sometimes. But I mean, like you said, you've got a lot of pressure. So I mean, you've got like a whole brand on your back. I mean, how is that, just in general, like from day one, how has that felt to just have, you know, this brand that's like, I mean, you guys are blowing up now. You guys are actually becoming a real thing. It's not just one title. It's like a full thing. How does that feel? I mean, is it back home? Do you get recognized out when you're out more? I mean, is it starting to, do you feel it when you're walking around?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's just a complete honor because, like, I had no, you know, I had no business being like wrestling in the UK at one point. Like, I was just a kid that moved over and tried to make a name for myself out here. And luckily, I was accepted by the UK wrestling scene. And, you know, I was taken in and I was trained by a lot of people around here and, like, and was treated like family. And, like, you know, that nobody had to do that for me. Like, no one in the UK had to do that. Like, but they did, and I was taken care of quite well. And now we have NXT UK, and I'm, you know, in the position I am now where I'm NXT UK Women's Champion. So as much as it's a lot of pressure, like, it's a complete honor. Like, I'm completely humbled by it because it's something I never thought, I never thought I'd get to this position. You know, like, it's just overall just a complete honor. Like, I want to make everyone in NXT UK really proud of, you know, the brand they're in because it means a lot to me. Like, everyone in NXT UK was at some point someone that took me in when I first moved out here. So I've got to really give back because it means a lot. And I've got to give them the best NXT UK that, you know, I can possibly give. So
yeah. Totally. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, is there anyone, you know, you mentioned people that helped you and people you want to give back to. Is there anyone on the UK roster, the NXT UK roster, who you think is poised to break out in the next year or people that you'd like to have a program with in the near future?
That's a tough one because there's, like, literally so many, like, underrated talents. I'm really glad that Piper Niven is finally with NXT UK. Like, I'm so happy about that because I genuinely think she doesn't get enough recognition as she gets. She is one of the best women in the entire world. Like, I've been all over the world with her as well. And, you know, it's the talent in that woman is unbelievable. And I really think it's time for, like, the world to really see just how important she is. And, yeah, and I'm sure we'll be seeing that in the future, in the near future.
I agree with you on Piper Niven. I think that, you know, she was one of my favorites when she was in the Mae Young Classic, and I felt like, you know, she hasn't gotten enough love since then. So I agree with you. I like that she's kind of becoming more of a presence on the show. Absolutely. And I also think that she sends a good message.
Yeah.
She sends a good message. Like, she's very positive. She's, you know, body positive, sends a good message, like, confident. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like, I think that's what the best thing is about her. She really, like, she's just herself when she's out there. There's no act. Like, she just is that awesome, positive, strong woman that she is in real life. She portrays on screen. And it's you know, sometimes quite rare that, you know, someone's true colors shines like that. But she really is, like, important. She's really special. So, yeah, I'm just hoping that, you know, we'll be seeing a lot more of her.
Yeah, no, me too. Absolutely. And what about on the guy's side? Is there anyone that you think that maybe not a program with, but someone that you think might break out, like, underrated talents that are just kind of waiting to kind of be seen on NXT UK in the near future?
This is a hard... You know what? I think Jack stars, to be honest. Like,
okay.
I've never seen anyone work as hard as him. Like, obviously, he's not in, like, the highest position, but he's actually, like, a hidden gem. If you watch him train and you watch how hard he works, like, I don't think there's anyone more deserving. Like, he's really underrated. There isn't enough eyes on him. But, you know, those kinds of things take time, and eventually, like, you know, he'll eventually get the recognition he deserves because it's been a long time coming, I think.
Yep, that makes sense. I also, I like the Wild Boar and Primate. I think they're awesome. Whenever I watch them on the show,
yeah.
I'm like, these guys are so cool.
They are actually, like, incredible. And those are another two that are, like, completely underrated. Like, eventually, like, they're going to be, like, just the biggest tag team ever because they're really, again, like two guys that have just worked so hard over the years, just done so much that hasn't been fully recognized. But it'll happen.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you feel about seeing the success Drake Maverick has had on the main roster with all this 24/7 stuff?
Oh, man, it's, like, it's all you hear about. Like, it's incredible. Yeah. it's the best. No, it really is. Like, it's making everyone really happy. So I enjoy everything that I see about it. It's great.
Awesome. What's it like having a performance center out there now? You know, the one out here is just, like, everyone loves it. You know, they have so many people coming in, athletes from all over the world that want to see it. It's got to be cool for you to have a smaller version of that, in a home base form. That's not maybe not you know it's not out here.
Yeah. No, I absolutely love it. It's definitely become, like, a second home for me now. Like, we're just constantly there. It was all kind of strange at the start because I guess everyone was so nervous to go to our first week and like see what it was all like. But then we all kind of looked around and realized we've all known each other for years and we're all friends. So it wasn't actually as scary as it seemed, but it is great. Like everyone like is working so hard there, and it's great. I love it. We're really lucky to have a PC. We're so lucky.
That's got to be like the main roster where, you know, for a long time you always heard in WWE, it's like they're kind of anti the indie wrestler. But then when you look at the main roster now, it's like all guys who were huge on the indies. So that whole stigma has kind of been taken away. It's like, I'm sure it's like you guys are like, oh, man.
I knew that would happen.
Yeah, totally. It's like you guys, your first day there, all nervous. And you're like, wait, we all hang out anyways. Like, now we just have cool stuff around us.
We're all friends. Like, this is every other weekend at a performance center. It's fine.
Okay, so with Kaylee Ray, you know, you said, over 100 matches you've had against her. What do you think her biggest strengths in the ring are that you kind of have to look out for this weekend?
I think, like, her biggest strength is she's got no problem. Like, she'll never hold back. Like, she really is vicious, and she really doesn't. She just kind of doesn't care what happens to her opponent. And, like, you know, I respect that. You got to do whatever it takes to win. But she's got just incredible strength and endurance and will not stop at nothing. So it's intimidating, I'm not going to lie. But also, it's not my first rodeo. I know exactly what she's like.
Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned with the hundreds of, you know, the huge amount of matches you guys have had. In one of those packages, they showed you guys wrestling in progress back in the day, and it was funny to see, you know, you in the early days of wrestling where you still got the like different gear. It's like bright pink gear, all happy go lucky. I liked it.
Yeah, I guess the problem with her is she might have just taught me a little too much here. So you know, that's on her though. But we had no idea that we would, you know, have an NXT UK Women's Championship match at a takeover. So you know,
totally
jokes on her. She taught me too much.
you mentioned that you think you guys can have, you know, a match that steals the show. You know, it's no secret that this show is happening the same day as an NJPW show and AEW's All Out. And Triple H had previously said that the UK roster would be looking to send a message across the pond saying, follow that when the show ends. What's it like having the extra motivation to put on a killer match knowing that there's another big show that day in wrestling?
Hell yeah. I mean, like, it's, you know, a takeover is a lot of pressure as it is, let alone with, you know, so many massive shows running on the same day. But, you know, it's without pressure, there's no improvement. Like, you need that kind of pressure to make you do bigger things. If we don't have weight on our shoulders, we'll never improve. So if anything, it's a good thing. Like, it's a good, I'm glad it's on at the same time as so many, like, big things, because that's what makes people better. That's what turns heads, in my opinion.
Absolutely. It's the same thing for how, you know, NXT getting a TV show now on cable in the United States. And now they're going to be on at the same time as AEW. It's just like it raises, everyone's got to raise the game a little bit, you know?
Yeah. And it's good for everyone. Everyone pushes themselves harder because of that, like in both companies, you know, and it's only going to make pro wrestling bigger, and that's what we want. Like, it's the best thing for us. Without competition, there's no point. So I love it. It's good. Like, it's just gonna make everyone better. Like, it we'll see something special out of this. It'll be magical.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that was the general consensus at the UK Performance Center when the news broke that NXT was getting a TV show and it was going to go up against AEW?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it obviously adds, like, a whole, like, you know, a big element of pressure to it. But, like, as long as we're doing our thing and we're working as hard as we possibly can, then, you know, it's going to be incredible. So,
yeah,
we've got no worries. It's just, you know, obviously it totally for sure adds pressure, but that's good.
Yeah, good pressure. Pressure's always good. I get nervous for things that I have to do and people are always trying to calm me down. And I'm like, no. These nerves are good. They help me do good later. Don't worry. It's okay.
Yeah, they always work for you in the long run. It's fine.
do you, I know you've said that, you know, carrying the brand is important to you and being involved and help building up the NXT UK scene. You got to have goals to transition to either Raw or SmackDown or NXT TV like Rhea Ripley recently did, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, that's always been, like, the end goal. That's always what I've ever wanted. I do definitely want to get to main roster. I want to headline WrestleMania. It's all just part of the process. And obviously, like, you know, NXT UK, it's my first love. It's important to me. It's so special. But, yeah, obviously I do hope that eventually I'm going to, you know, just keep going and live that dream. Hey.
In a perfect world, you know, obviously you can't predict the future, but do you see yourself hopefully getting there in the next year or two, longer, shorter? Like, what, you know, in Tony Storm's perfect world, what would you like to see the future hold?
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, that's a perfect amount of time, I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, pressure. There's so many people in this business now. It is hard. Like, we're all scratching and crawling to get to the top. And, you know, it is hard, though. I'm not going to lie. But in my perfect world, yeah, I'd be there as soon as possible. I just want to be as many places as possible, like, and just doing as much as I can, because I can't still, basically.
Yeah, no, you can only be in one place at one time, so I totally understand that. So I want to switch a little bit, just totally not wrestling related here, but you do a lot of traveling and stuff, and you seem like you're into like a musical type person, not someone who sings or anything like that, but like you seem like you like music. You know, what are you currently jamming out to these days while you're traveling and getting hyped up?
I'm basically like a diehard Motley Crue fan. Like,
okay.
I don't know why. It started when I was really young. I went to my first ever like Raw show when I think I was about 11, and it was in Brisbane, and I had the back seats, you know, right at the back, and like Motley Crue was playing, and then like I heard it again, and then I found out who it was, and then like I've just been this weird Motley Crue fan. Like, it's no wonder I had no friends in school. Like, what 10-year-old likes Motley Crue in Australia? Like, it's so,
and not even in the 80s. Not even in the 80s. Like, if it was in the 80s, that then you'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But, like, nobody was listening to Motley Crue at that time period.
Like, nobody. Like, not even my mom. Like, it totally didn't make sense. It was totally weird. But I feel like even when I was, like, at that age, I knew that one day I would combine the two and be, like, the Motley Crue version as a professional wrestler. And that's exactly what I've done, and I love it.
That does explain so much. That you do have kind of like a Motley Crue hair metal vibe for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for, because I'm just still to this day like a diehard fan. I don't understand why I'm way like past that time, and but I love it. I don't know. I just had to be different. Like, I just couldn't be like anyone else. Of course not. So, you know, I mean, I wouldn't have been friends with me in school. Like, why would we be friends with the kid that liked Motley Crue?
She likes Motley Crue and wrestling? What a weirdo. You know?
Like, I get it now. I feel bad for all the other kids, not me.
Did you watch the biopic they did on Netflix on Motley Crue?
Oh, my God. Yeah, The Dirt. Oh,
yeah, The Dirt, yeah. So good. I loved it. I was like, I remember when I finished it, I thought, you know, this should have been in theaters. This was a good movie.
Oh, hell yeah. It definitely should have been. But yeah, I've been like just obsessed with Nikki Sixx from a young age. I don't know why. And I managed to get someone to get his book from the library once because it's too young to get it. And I'd read that in school instead of doing math. So that's kind of how it all came about, and I don't even understand it to this day.
God, it's got to be tough. Like, if that's your number one, there's not, like, a ton of hair metal bands that you can still kind of fill that void with when you're like, well, I've listened to these songs so many times, I need something new.
Yeah, obviously, like, now I'm into, like, a whole, like, range of music. I love all music, but, like, I need to have my break from Motley Crue here and there, of course. Like, if you listen to Motley Crue for 8 hours a day, you need something to relax to at night. Like,
yeah, I do the same thing. When I'm like stuck on a singer, I'll just listen to their album or their songs just like on repeat until I've tired myself out from it. Like, right now I'm listening to that Lizzo album,
yeah,
and I can't stop listening to it. And my girlfriend is so annoyed because it's all I've been listening to.
Yeah, like sometimes I'll just listen to opera music.
Oh, that,
well,
really?
Country music as well. Like, you need to just like have something else, like just to change the mood a bit, so you can go back to it.
What's your go-to for opera?
Yeah, just any opera music.
Just type in opera.
You need to calm yourself down somehow. Yeah, like opera music.
Fair enough. Yep, fair enough. Yeah, I know. The other day I had some kind of shuffle on, and it was the most peaceful music, like elevator music, and I thought to myself, you know, I should listen to this stuff more. And then it cut to, like, Slipknot or something, and I was like, ah, okay, wait, no, but I do like this. It's better, so I'll keep listening to this.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. I'm just going to constantly do that.
Yeah, are you a TV watcher at all? Do you keep up on TV at all?
Not really. Like I like Netflix, and you know, I'll watch Vines on YouTube all night, but I don't really catch up much on TV because I'm never at home anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I was only asking because I've been getting the UK reality shows a little more lately because they're so much better than the reality shows we have out here. So that's the main reason I was wondering.
What is that Love Island stuff?
Well, Love Island, everyone was so obsessed with Love Island. So when it came on out here, I watched it thinking like, oh, this is going to be great. Everyone says it's the best show. And it really wasn't that different than most dating shows.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I just can't relate to anything. I'm not going to lie.
I've been watching this show called Naked Attraction that's in the UK where...
Oh, my God. You know, that's still a culture shock to me.
It's crazy.
My God.
That's the craziest show. My girlfriend and I are obsessed with it. We finally found a place to watch it online, and it blows my mind. I'm like, I can't believe this is on TV and that anybody signs up to do this show.
It's completely outrageous. Like, it's insane. You can like, whose idea was this? Imagine, can you imagine, like, the board meeting, like, oh, so I've got this idea for a show where, like, we're just going to get some naked people in, and then they're going to figure out who they want to date based on them naked.
And give me my money, thank you very much.
Yeah. People are making money from this craziness.
It really is crazy. It blows my mind. My dad is a TV producer out here, and he makes reality shows, or did for a long time, and he has a pretty twisted sense of humor. So when I told him about it, he was like, wow, even I've never thought of that one. That's a crazy idea for a show.
Yeah. Like, especially, like, I never grew up in the UK, so when I moved here and I saw that, I was shocked. Like, I was shook.
I can imagine.
Outrageous.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I've seen a lot of reality shows, and I had the same reaction. I was looking at some list of like craziest UK reality shows, and I saw that as the on the list, and I said, "That's a show I have to go find. That sounds insane."
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I admire their confidence. Like, good for them with the confidence.
Totally. That's exactly what my girlfriend and I were saying last night. We were like, man, props to these people for their confidence, because I couldn't do that. I would have to be in the gym for like 6 months, and even then I still wouldn't feel comfortable with it. All right. Well, thank you so much for giving.
Like, oh my god.
Well, thank you so much for giving me the time. I know you got a lot to do. I don't want to keep you for too long. I appreciate it very much. And yeah, just make sure you guys check out NXT UK Takeover Cardiff this weekend. It's on the WWE Network. Toni Storm's going up against Kaylee Ray, and I have a feeling they're going to steal the show. So make sure you guys check it out. Toni, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Like I said, don't forget to watch NXT UK TakeOver this weekend live on the WWE Network at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Toni Storm versus Kaylee Ray, Walter versus Tyler Bate, Travis Banks versus Noam Dar, Joe Coffey versus Dave Mastiff in a last man standing match, and more. Okay, that's it. I'm done. I got to get prepared for this weekend's events. Officially tapping out for now. Until next time, stay out of the dirt and keep your eye on the sheet.
Napa Know How. At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game, so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.